Blog Talk Radio.
G-Swizz, Sauk in Central New York. Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, shorty. No, I'm coming right back. When I leave, you know I'm coming right back. Do what you do, you know how I like that. When I leave, it's never forever. Before it's all said and done, you better get it together. So when I come back, I hope things get better. Just think back on the times that we treasured. Making love in a tub, all pleasure. The love that I got for you, they couldn't measure. Even if I leave, don't mean that I'm leaving. If I don't make it home, don't mean that I'm cheating. Out on the road doing shows for the weekend. No reason to act like that. So when I leave, I'll be right back. Forget about the lies and rumors. Just to see you wish it could be sooner. Me plus you just equals a little junior.
I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
When I make it home, you know it's all love, girl. So you know it ain't no reason to bug, girl. Stop tripping. Stop flipping. Whenever we together, my heart starts skipping. Whenever I'm gone, you the one that I'm missing. I got you on my mind all of the time. You know the haters gon' hate and the lies gon' lie. Think about it. They don't wanna see you by my side. Never meant to hurt you. Don't wanna see you cry. Last thing I wanna see is some tears in your eyes. I'll be right back. I know you hear it all the time. If I ain't with you, then I'm out on the grind. Told you. It ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right back. Told you, it ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right
said
back.
Said I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back.
No matter where I go, you'll always be on my mind. G-Swizz said it best, I'm just on my grind. You know I'll be there for you, when you're down and don't know what to do. Just go ahead and take my hand, I'll pull you up and help you stand. It don't matter what them haters say, just remember that I'm here to stay. Ain't no one tear me away from you. Don't care what they try to do. They're just jealous of what we got. So we'll look at this and laugh. Cause just like I told you, I came right.
I said I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back. Said I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
Coming right back to you. No, I'm coming back to you. Back to you. Coming back to you.
That's my man, G-Swizz, right there. Gaz out of New York City. He's a white dude. That's my boy right there. Hey, everybody, checking that. You're into another edition of the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. This is where it goes down once a week on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, guys. It goes down. Vienna, are you there? What's up, Vienna?
What's up, Caesar? What's shaking?
How you doing, chick? I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Just here maintaining. Lots of rain out here in New York. That's how it's going down this past week.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know what? It's been the same way down here in the South, man. It's been, the weather has been, like, gruesome down here. We've been getting a lot of, what do you call it, storms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But right now, today, it's like the sun is shining. My parents out in the garden working, and everything was lovely. Birds were chirping. It was just a lovely day. Hey, but you know what? We got this girl. We got Lala's going to be online with us tonight.
Yes, we do.
I want to ask you a couple of questions, Vianna, if you don't mind.
Of course not. Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay, let me ask you a question. The first one, what do you do? What do you do as a person? What do you do? What's your job preference? What's your job qualifications? What are you qualified for? Can you tell the audience what you're qualified for? Oh, I'm talking about in the music business. I'm not talking about your real life. I'm talking about the music business.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, it don't matter because you know what? I'm an open book. So you could ask me anything you want to ask me. I hold no punches.
What's your boss at?
All right. Well, I could say two things. I have two careers that I do. My first career is I work for the New York City Parks and Recreation. I'm a supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah, that gets very technical. When it comes to the whole aspect of parks and recreation. That's my first career. My second career, of course, is the music industry. I do management, tour planning, events, just a little bit. I like to dip and dab into a little bit of everything. And, of course, now the radio show.
Okay.
I had my own television show back in the day where I had it syndicated in Colorado as well.
Okay.
It was out here it was in the Staten Island area in New York, and I had it syndicated out there in Colorado. And, dipped and dabbed into a little bit of everything. I was director of public relations for a nonprofit organization for the Latino community. I did the first Latino festival in Staten Island, too.
That was my second question to you. What nationality are you? Can you tell the folks that? Because these people are listening every week, and they really don't know what you are. They're like, is she black? Is she white? So can you tell them what you are?
I am Latina, baby. I represent the whole Latino community. I am Colombian. I am Colombian by birth. I was born in Colombia, and I came here to the States when I was 3 months old.
Wow.
But I represent all types of Latinos, whether you're Puerto Rican, whether you're Dominican, Mexican, Cuban, Colombian, anything, Ecuadorian, I represent you all. Much love to my Latino community. Yes.
That's great. I like Latinos. I like that. And I also
I bet
like
you do.
Hey, I like that. Hey, let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
I know this is kind of personal, but who's in your life right now? Who do you have in your life? Who's representing you as a female, as a woman?
Who is representing? You know, damn. All right. The only thing I could say, the only man. The only man that represents me in my life is my son.
I figured you were going to say that. I was going to say your little man, right?
My little man. That's my little man. That's my one-year-old. Yes, he's the man of my life.
What's his name?
His name is Christopher James, and I call him CJ for short.
Okay, cool. That's what's
Where's
CJ today?
What happened?
I said, where is CJ today?
Honey, you know, I have that boy on a schedule, sweetheart. 7:30, you're in bed sleeping, so mommy can have some me time. Okay?
I get it.
Mommy needs to do a lot of things.
The things with daylight still on, man. That's so sad. But, hey, I hear you.
You know what it is? It's all a form of discipline because you have to discipline your child. You know, I can't have, you know, and I have three daughters also. So when my children were little, even though CJ came later on in life, but when my daughters were little, I always disciplined them to go, you know, going to bed early. You know, it's structure. You have to have structure in your home. You have to have structure in your life and in anything else that you do, especially at home, because if you're raising children, you have to, you know, you have to show them that structure, that discipline, you know, and I don't want my child sleeping at no 10, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I would have to strangle myself. No, you're going to bed early, so like that you could get blood, you know, once, I don't care what time you wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, but at least I know that you got your 8 hours in.
Wow. Hey, you know, that sounds, actually, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning myself to start out. We had a long day today, you and I. We've been on top of it since about 5 this morning.
I think so, yeah.
I got another question for you.
Ask me anything. Go ahead.
I just asked you anything. You didn't answer me. I asked you a question. You didn't answer me. You probably
didn't. Yes, I did. You asked me who was the man in my life, and I said my son.
Asked you what was your bra size. Also, you didn't.
Oh, my bra size. Okay, let me see. Bra size is a 44 double D. Yes, yes, I am big tested. Yes, I am. It's a 44 double D. Thank you to my son. Thank you.
Right. Your son. Look. Hey, let's talk about something else. Now you mm-hmm. had an artist named GT Shot. Are you still currently working with him, or are you? Did you found somebody else? Are you? Who do you have on your roster right now? That's my question to you.
All right. Who I have on my roster right now, besides GT Shot, I have New Sounds. They're in an R&B / hip hop group.
New Sounds. That sounds like is that a boy group?
It's a boy group. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The music is hot. You know, we're getting their stuff together.
Where are they from?
They're from New York.
Oh, okay.
They're here from New York. They're their music is great. I love their music. Mario, who's one of the R&B artists in the group, he's the one that produces all the music and the tracks and everything like that. Yeah, okay. So we're just getting everything together for them, all their press kits together, so we can start launching them out into the world.
Cool. That's what's up. What kind of music do they do? Are they a pop group?
They do R&B and hip-hop. R&B and hip-hop. You know what? It's so funny because they sound like their style is a little bit like Drew Hill.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Drew Hill. I'm not going to say that they're Drew Hill, but their style, just their style a little bit, you know?
Yeah, got you. And who else do you have? I know that's not the only person you got, the only group you have. Who else do you have
over there? Actually, you know what? It's funny because I get bombarded with people calling me, asking me to manage them, and I have my hands so full right now, you know, with all the projects that we're working on and so forth, and I really have to decline them, and I'm like, listen, I can't do it. No. I'll guide you. I'll help you, you know, with the artist development. That's not a problem for me. I have a good team behind me, and that's what we do. You know, we basically just tell them exactly what they need to do, and we prepare them for the music industry.
Right. That's kind of what I do here at Black Caesar Records. I do the same thing because I really don't have time for a lot of people, so I stop managing people to the point where I'm looking for a manager myself, so I got to get a manager. I got to get a lot of things, man. I got a lot of things I need to do, haven't done, and I'm just manipulating my options right now. And hopefully, once I'll figure it out, but not right now. I'm still trying to figure it out. So, hey, thanks a lot for sharing that information, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that to the utmost. I like that. Hey, guys, we're going to go to another song right quick, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my guest here that's here tonight. Her name is Lala Martini, and I'm going to let her talk to you guys so you guys can get to know her. She's a supermodel, guys. Hey, it's on and popping after we come back.
Yeah.
Break right here. What's the name of the show?
DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show.
Yeah.
Rocko, Wild World, the hit team.
Dollars and dollars, dollars and dollars, dollars and dollars, like dollars and dollars. With a money motivator, and it turned around. Money motivator, and it turned around. Dollars and dollars. Money motivator, and it turned around.
Handle the business, capitalize off a look, study the art of the
On a project together called Keep the Peace, which is with Fuzia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Fuzia used to, she used to run with Lisa in the Cult Jam back in the day. She was a ghostwriter for many, many, many artists back in the day, which, of course, she did a lot of number one hits. She was also the ghostwriter for Samantha Fox, Lisa, Roxanne Shanté. I mean, you know, this is all back in the day, you know, joints. But she's, you know, she's under Muda Multimedia Entertainment with WWE diva Dawn Marie. Now, it came to my attention that Kamala, because they have also a website called WrestlersRescue.org. And that Wrestlers Rescue, what they do is all the old-time wrestlers, such as Jimmy Fly Snuka and, you know, just to name one, I mean, you could just imagine the roster that they have. They, it came to our attention that Kamala, who was part of the WWF many years ago, is very sick. He had both of his legs amputated due to diabetes. So, wrestling superstar Jeff Jarrett from the WWE, WCW, TNA donated He donated an autographed autistic guitar to be auctioned for Kamala's, you know, just it's more or less like a money and effort, you know, just for Kamala. And what they're doing is they have it on eBay, at the eBay store. They started the auction on Monday, June 11th at 8 p.m., and it's ending this Friday at 8 p.m. So whoever wants to donate to the Kamala Campaign Fund, they're more than welcome to go and visit their website at www.wrestlersrescue.org. And that's a beautiful thing that Jeff Jarrett did. I think that was a beautiful gesture that he did.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man. Are you going to donate? Are you going to go there and donate?
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything, you know, it's all about giving back, you know,
right.
And, you know, and Fuchsia and Dawn Marie are very good friends of mine, you know, so of course, you know, I'll help them as much as I can, definitely.
Cool. That's what's up.
Well,
yeah. I will be doing the same thing. When I get a chance, I will be going there to check it out. Hey, what do you get? Do you get anything? Are they going to write your name on the guitar? Or did they do anything, you know?
You know what? I'll call up Fuchsia, and I'll definitely find out, because that would be nice if they could give us, like, a nice little gift card or something like that, right?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Or even ringside tickets to a wrestling match. That would be better, but, you know, that's kind of touching it.
Hey, I would like to give a shout-out to my guy that's listening in, Jimmy DeMons. I think I'm pronouncing that name right. If I'm not, man, I'm sorry. Jimmy DeMons, he's a great guy. He's listening in right now from New York, and he's looking for a manager also. So if anybody's out there, then, you know, Jimmy's looking for a manager. You can check him out on Facebook. On Facebook, his URL is JIMIDYMONZ. That's it. Just go there and look him up. You can actually find him in my friends list on my page. He's already on my friends list because I added him on today, so yesterday, I think. You guys can check him out. If you're looking for any new artists, you can go to my website, www.caesarradio.com. I have plenty of artists. I deal with everybody from around the world. Anybody wants to get down with me, I that's what we do. We let them get down. So if anybody's out there and wants to get with us, check me out at www.ceazaradio.com. Check me out. All right, hey, guys, let's get back to the show now. Enough promoting. What do we have now? Let's see. What do we have?
We have Lala, baby. Lala.
Lala on the phone. Hey, guys, we're supposed to have my man Landlights Fat supposed to be in here today, but his wife something came up with something, and I don't know, man. So he had to go there and do that, so he's not going to be here today. But guess what? We really don't have to worry about that because we'll make it work with Lala. She has plenty to talk. She's doing plenty of stuff. She's doing like a lot of stuff. So I'm going to let her talk a little bit. But first, we're going to get into touch with my homegirl, Sister Gidget. What's up, baby? I see you online. What's up?
Gidget!
Hey, y'all, what's happening? What's happening, my people? Much love to you.
How you doing, Gidget?
I am fine. I'm blessed. I'm here. I'm awake. I just got in from work, so I'm running late, but I wanted you all to know that I'm here. I'm supporting. I'm listening. I love y'all, and I can't wait to just kick back and listen to the rest of the show. And
cool.
I love her all week, so I can't wait to hear this because she has to be off the hook. So I'm waiting. I just wanted to say good evening to everyone.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Gidget. We love you too, honey.
Yeah, we love you too.
Much love, family.
Cool.
Hey, hallelujah.
Everybody's listening right now. We just want to share our gratitude to you guys. We love everybody that's out there. So whoever's tuned in right now, if you're tuned in online, if you're tuned in on iTunes, if you're tuned in on your cell phone, if you're tuned in on Nation Billing, if you're on my website, great. We love to have you at all those different places. We hope you're enjoying the show, which just got started. We're gonna get in touch with. We're gonna talk to Lala a minute. We're gonna get in touch with her. We're gonna let her talk. Give me about maybe another 2 minutes. Well, let's get out a couple of things. Right now, when she was talking about the donations for Kamal, we need to get on top of that, guys. Can you tell them what that website is at again, please?
No problem. It's www.wrestlersrescue.org.
Yeah, cool. This guy, he's just got his legs amputated, so he needs all the help he can get, guys. I mean, think about it. You're used to wrestling, like, all your life, and now all of a sudden you get your legs taken away from you for diabetes, because that's basically what it was. And, you know, it's a sad thing, but a lot of us have diabetes. Like, I have diabetes right now, and I'm always thinking, I'm like, wow, one day I'm probably going to wake up and not be able to walk or not be able to talk or not be able to see. You know, I worry about that all the time. But I'm going to stop worrying about that, and I'm going to start worrying about me as far as doing what I do as far as my health. Because, look, guys, you probably don't know this, but if you don't, I'm going to share it with you real quick. I had 6 strokes last year, and those strokes basically had me messed up for a long time. I spent 6 months in a medical hospital in Tupelo, Mississippi, Medical Hospital, North Mississippi, and I was there for about 6 months in the hospital. Couldn't walk, couldn't do anything for myself. I could barely talk. So, guys, it's really a hassle when you're used to doing something, being somewhere every day, making something work for you. When you get that taken away from you, all you can do is pray to God and put your faith in God, because that's basically what I did. So, guys, if anybody's out there that you know that's handicapped or disabled right now, can't do anything for themselves, you guys need to take time out and help them out, guys, because these guys really need your help, man. I mean, you think it's a joke, it's not a joke. Sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, all those things right there. They run with us, black people. So, and they run with Latinos also. So if you guys could just put out a helping hand and do whatever, you know, it sure would be appreciated.
Exactly. Well, and it doesn't discriminate. You know, diabetes does not discriminate. You know, because I've seen children as well, you know, that had diabetes as well, and it's just, you know, it's sad. It's really, really sad.
Right. It is sad. Yeah. Well, welcome everybody that's out there right now. If you guys are tuned in, I'm going to turn on one phone. I'm going to let this person introduce herself. This is a very outstanding young lady we have tonight to interview. You guys, if you want to holler at her, you can ask the questions by pushing 1 on your telephone pad or pushing the 1 to get started. You know, if you got a dial tone, I mean, I don't know if you guys got to turn it or whatever, but whatever you got to do, just push 1 and I'll see your question and I'll call you out. Gidget, you still got a question. Okay, Gidget does have a question. It's just up there. Lala, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Lala, speak up a little bit.
Hold on. Let me see if I got this. Do you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. What's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, we're great, man. I'm doing great. I don't know about Vienna, but she can tell you herself.
It sounds like you guys are doing good.
Yeah,
how you doing, Mama?
How you doing? I'm doing good. Just having a good time and relaxing out here in L.A.
Cool. That's what's up, man. Well, this is how the show's going to work from here out, man. We're going to let Lala, we're going to let you talk and tell your story, whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to let Anna talk to you now, and I'm going to sit back and just be quiet and listen.
Okay. Sounds good.
So what's up, Lala? How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good.
I'm going to sit back and listen.
He's silly.
So you out there in California now, girl. Tell me, what's up out there? What's going on?
I just came out here to see, check some things out. I want to see how Pasadena was because I'm looking at getting a place out here. I figure if I'm going to be working in the field that I'm working in, I might as well have a place in Miami and in L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
now, what I want to know is,
just so that it's convenient,
Right. Now, what I want to know, Lala, is how did you get started into the whole modeling thing?
Actually, when I was younger, I was always doing modeling, but I had stopped for like a long time because I had children. I had 3 kids. So for about 7 years, I stopped, and that's kind of like just a couple years before that is when I started. But I've always went to auditions and things like that, and I was always ranked, top 10 or, something, of the sort of being, a good thing. I just really never took it serious, and I was younger until last year, and I decided to leave Idaho, and I had about $700 in my pocket, and I was like, all right, this is it, I'm going to leave. I didn't know what I was doing, I didn't know who I was going to run into. I decided to bring stuff up for me, and I did it independently, and, it's gotten to where I'm at now.
All right, now you said you have 3 kids, girl. Where did you have those 3 kids? Because, girl, you look amazing. God bless you. What did you do? Come on, girl, look at that. You're that secret, mama. What is up with that?
You know was crazy is that I just barely started exercising. That's kind of my little thing of me being out here. I was going to exercise, start training. And
wow.
It's really kicking my butt right now because I don't exercise whatsoever. Like, I'm not in
wow.
shape at all.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way because I figured, because I just had my son a year ago. I still have
yeah.
the baby fat, but I gave myself,
yeah.
right now is where I'm actually starting to start, you know, I'm starting to exercise, I'm starting to eat better, but at the same token, I figured, well, let me give my body a whole year just to recuperate, you know,
yeah.
by my insides and all this stuff, but at the same token, it's like, you look amazing.
Thank you. Yeah,
like,
you know,
I want to be like you when I grow up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
I'm like the, I can't say I'm the worst role model, but like that was kind of, you know, because I eat McDonald's a lot. Like I eat the worst of the worst.
You eat McDonald's? You eat Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard
like
you.
Every day.
Yeah, you heard her right. She eats McDonald's every day, girl.
Yeah, man, there's no way I'm gonna believe that. I'm not gonna believe you eat McDonald's.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, that's all the English. That's all the American food they have on South Beach.
Wow.
Everything, except for Burger King, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't really do all that other type
wow.
of food.
God bless you, girl, because, like I said,
God
I want to be like you when I grow up.
God has blessed her.
Because I'm running after my son. We're going to race to some to the next, like, house down the block, and he totally beat me. I was like, my 7-year-old son beat me. I was like, I ran out of breath. Like, I was hurting. My chest was tight. I was like, oh my gosh. What did I get?
Exactly.
Do you smoke cigarettes? Lala, do you smoke?
Oh, I just recently stopped.
Okay.
I used to smoke a lot.
All right, yeah.
I stopped. Yeah, and I stopped, and then I became like a social smoker and only smoked when I was drinking. And then I was still terrible because I could feel it the next day in my chest.
All right, yeah, but let me ask you a question. Being that you stopped smoking, because I'm a smoker, and it's hard for me to actually stop. I even tried to. But you know what? It's due to the stress level, because stress really does that to you, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, as a smoker, I mean, the stress level, I mean, the more stress you have, the more smoke, you know, the more cigarettes you want. And I tried the electronic cigarettes. How did you not gain all that weight, or did you put on a couple of pounds after you finished, like, after you stopped smoking?
I don't know. I think I feel like when I stop smoking, I feel like it's when I gain. I guess I do a little bit gain weight.
Right.
I don't know.
Like a pound or 2 pounds?
Yeah, like one or two though. Like, I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't tell me that. I wish I could gain like that more weight. So that's why I'm like, I might as well get in shape, get like healthy, get fit, and you know, like I just feel.
Hey, Lala. Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor and tell the audience that's listening out there, they're online, can you tell them where your Facebook page is at? Because I want them to see a picture of you. I want them to look at you right quick so they can see what we're talking about. Because
exactly.
They're sitting back in their homes right now. They're like, what the hell are they talking about? They're praising this girl. Why are they praising her? Well, if you
oh
give me your URL so they can see your Facebook.
Okay, my Facebook is LadyLaha22@live.com. That's the email.
Can you say it a little bit slower for them? Because I got a lot of people out there, you know, a lot of people are, you know, really don't know what you're talking about.
It's Lady, like a lady, LadyLaha22 at live.com.
And she has not one stretch mark to her. God has blessed you. Okay?
Wow.
Not one stretch mark.
I was fake the other day. They said that my pictures are fake.
Do you use some special lotion? Do you use special lotion or any kind of tanning lotion?
Yeah,
what do you use for that?
Oh, it's not tanning lotion. If you go to, like, Walgreens or something, or CVS, they have this Vaseline, like, it's a brown bottle, but it's gel. That's what I use.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Intensive care.
It's something like that. It's a Vaseline brand. It's amazing.
Yeah, I use that, too. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, well, that's cool, man. Cause
wonderful.
I want to know your secret also, because you're looking pretty good there, you know, and I'm like, wow, how does she do it? You know, I know you on the show all the time, so. Wow, man, you're doing pretty good. You're doing good, great.
Yeah, you look fantastic. Now, let me ask you something. As far as with the modeling, what kind of modeling is it that you do? Do you do, you know, magazines? Are you a runway model? Explain
okay.
a little bit to us, you know, what you do.
I've done my, like, kind of my resume for my modeling. It's been 50, you know, I've done runway.
Lola, hold on for a second. A lot of feedback from your phone, sweetheart. Can you move around or maybe go into a place where you're not getting any feedback? Because we're getting a lot of feedback from your phone. That's better.
Probably because I had you on speaker. All right.
Oh, okay,
the modeling that I've done for, you know, in my past has been, you know, runways, like, you know, hair, you know, shows I've done. I've done pinup modeling to, like, lingerie modeling. I've done magazine work. I've done even, you know, acting on, like, Telemundo Studios, Made in Manhattan, and the TV series on there. You know, I've done, like, I do a lot of different stuff. I'm not just, the modeling, really, honestly, the model, I'm a model, but I'm not a model. I'm more of, I'm one of the you know, the CEO of modeling, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Modeling to me just comes along with what I want to do because I obviously have the face for it. So I might as well use my face for something and push and, you know, try to get to where I need to get to as far as my success.
That's great. That's great. Now you've done acting also, like you said, right? You've done,
yeah,
what, the Made in Manhattan?
Yeah, I've done the Made in Manhattan, the Telemundo Studios, the Mexican channel. That was in Florida and Miami. I also did, I was an actress in Colt from Slip and Slide Records. He's one of the major R&B artists. Did a music video with him, and it's called Say My Name. Go check it out on YouTube. It made rock for hip-hop.
Hey, can you tell them where that video is located? Because I don't even know now. I used to promote it, but it's been a while. So can you tell the audience where that video is at?
You can find it on YouTube or World Star Hip Hop as quote, Q-W-O-T-E, Say My Name, Big Deal. And it's a black and white, you know, it should pop up as the first one. And, you know, peep it. Show love or, you know, let us know what you think. You know, we always want to know, you know, everybody thinks about that.
Of course. Now, do you also sing?
I'm sorry?
You also sing?
No, I don't sing. I leave all that stuff to, you know, the artists. I do promotions and, you know, with management and marketing, you know, social media to radio push. You know, I got a lot of plugs, a lot of different things for different people. But I don't work with I don't work with everybody. I work with, you know, a select a few. And, you know, it's just, you know, they promote me and they push me as much as I push them, you know. Mine may be in different ways because it's more of like I'm citing it under to people I need to talk to, whatever, while they're, you know, throwing my name out there as far as my buzz, you know. So it's like you scratch my back, I scratch.
Nice. Now, it says here also that you do photography as well.
No, I don't do photography. If that's what you call it, I have assisted people, photographers with, you know, photo shoots as far as setting up, like, equipment and,
right.
You know, making their preparation work and things like that, because I know pretty much what to do in a photo shoot.
Right, exactly. Well, you have to, especially being
right.
in that line of work,
right.
as far as
yeah,
with the lighting. Yeah.
I've been with rookies before that didn't know what the hell they were doing. And, you know, it's not so much makes my job harder. It just makes my job more difficult and more a little bit frustrating because, you know, obviously the pictures aren't turning out right because, you know, you have to be at a certain angle. You have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is this something that you see yourself doing within the next 5 to 10 years?
For myself, I believe that everything that I'm doing now is, you know, I'm probably going to continuously do it until I die, but at the same time, I'm not going to use that as that's what I want, you know, that's my only career. Like, I just want that as extra. I want to, you know, right now I'm pursuing on building a record label and a modeling agency for children so that we can get, you know, kids out there that, you know, that are amazing singers or beautiful children or, you know, great athletes or, you know, got, like, high IQs. You know, I want to see what we can do with them because, you know, everybody wants to open a record label for adults right now. For what?
Right.
Like, doesn't make sense to me. There's a lot of adults out there. Not everybody's going to get hurt. You know, and right now, our future is the kids.
Yep.
So I say, you know, I do work with some adults. I mean, I do work with some adults. I do work with all adults. But those are people, obviously, are going to ride with me until the end. And, you know they're going to eat anyways. But
my
main focus is children. So.
And that's beautiful because, like you said, yes, you know, our children are our future. But at the same token, there's so many children out there with so much talent that, you know, that they're being overseen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and not only that, I'm also going to start, I decided, you know, I'm going to go to school within the next year or two for, you know, some type of, like, business management, entrepreneurship. You know, I figure, you know, this is, you know, I'm not always, like, I don't know. I don't count on one thing, I guess. And,
right.
I don't know. I want everything. I want my face on every billboard, you know. I want to see the homework of what, you know, I've done.
Absolutely. And I applaud you for that. And that would, you know, you know, with that focus, as far as with the children and doing everything that you need to do for that aspect, you will go a long way because there's nothing like that. I mean, there's a lot of things out there for them, but as far as, you know, like what you said, well, modeling, you know, they always have modeling, you know, for kids, but when it comes to the music, it's like, you know, it's very rare that you see, you know, children out there, you know, singing. I think, like, the last time I heard something, you know, that dealt with kids back in the day, you know, was Romeo, Bow Wow, Criss Cross. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah,
but now
no,
it's like, you know, you have 4 years old breakdancing and 4 years old rapping. Like, I'm like, whoa,
that's
hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, you got these little girls who listen to them. Like, why aren't you signed? Like, why? Wait a minute, not even signed. Why aren't you on stage? Like, why aren't you doing what you love to do?
Yeah,
well,
and they have such beautiful voices.
You know, they're obviously living in, like, areas that nobody cares about. Or,
right.
You know, and so much, obviously, we can't do much about that. But as far as, you know, giving them the tools and, you know, the opportunities and, you know, pretty much giving them resources to get to where they, you know, want or deserve to be at, you know?
Right, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. And, I mean, you know, and what a great way to start, you know, children at such an early age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know,
that's
just to prepare them into that world.
I get my babies like that. You know, my son is, you know, plays baseball and basketball. And talking about the little man is amazing. I don't know no, you know, 7-year-old that does what he does. My daughter, you know, I had her listen to You Are All a Rap Battle. You know, a lot of people might judge me on that, but I had her listen to, you know, while she was, like, 2 months old into, like, you know, recently, like, last year. And now she rhymes, you know? She loves music. Like, she sings everything. She raps and, oh, my gosh, it's crazy. I'm like, this is, like, it's, like, proof, you know? You can, you know, if you really, if they, what they do and they show you that they want to do it and you just give them that push and you say it's okay, then, you know, just imagine what they could be.
Yeah. It's a matter of not giving up. Just keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on going. You know, and not only that, you know, children see what the parents, you know, because, you know, children mimics us, basically. You know, so we stay positive and we stay focused and, you know, and they see how we work and they see how we're structured and how we're built. You know, they're going to take a lot out of that, you know, and they're going to learn from that. You know, they're going to say, well, my mom was, was a very hard worker and, you know, she busted her butt doing this, that, and the third. And a lot of kids do come out that way. But it's a matter of how you show them.
Right.
And how you, you know, and just how you interact with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
well,
now.
I got a question for her. Can I ask a question real quick? Lala, I got a question for you. I know you talk about family a lot. I know you're a big person about talking about your kids talking about family. You're always talking about that. I always hear that. Let me ask you a question. I know that you say that you're going to do a record label and that you're going to do the modeling for your kids. It's for their generation. So basically, my question is to you: how do your kids feel about you doing this? How do your kids feel about their mom always on the hustle, always on the run? Because I know you run a lot. I know you hustle a lot. I see you online like at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. I see you out there, so I know what you're doing. So how do your kids feel about that?
You know, I mean, I know they understand. I know they understand because when I sit there and I talk to them about it, I know that the way they look at me, they understand. Because, you know, and it's, of course, me leaving is always that, you know, it's that sad moment, but, you know, like, they know what it is. And they know, you know, I explain to them what I'm doing. I explain to them as easy and simple as possible as far as, you know, this is what I'm doing. You know, and you know what my daughter told me when I came back this last time to visit them? She goes, Mommy, I want to be on the Disney Channel. I'm going to be on it. I believe her. That's how I have the connection I have with them is that I can see they're not shy. They'll tell you what it is, when it is, how it is. You know, they got my attitude. But at the same time, they're very respectful and, you know, but I know they're good. And I tell them, like, you know, I make plans with them as far as, like, future things because I know if I've came this far and I'm in this deep, there's no turning back, so I can't. All this was for my kids in the first place. And then, you know, it's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
I got you.
Now, is there a significant other in your life?
There is somebody that I am seeing. But I don't want to say his name, so
right.
We're just keeping that, you know, that personal side, you know, that business.
Well, you always have to keep that private, stuff. Yeah.
No, because,
but is he supportive, though?
Yeah, he's very supportive, you know. He's actually going to through my ass and care as far as me working out and getting better as far as my health.
Yeah, because you know what?
That makes sense.
Because it's so funny, you know. But let me ask you something. Is he in the industry? You could say yes or no.
Something like that.
Okay.
Like
you know, yeah. This is something
he's
that...
been in
that,
the for like a long time, pretty much.
Oh, okay. That's good. Because, you know, this is something that Caesar and I, you know, were speaking about a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was. You know, we were talking about relationships and whatnot. You know, people that aren't in the industry really don't understand how the industry life is. You know, you're constantly on the road, you're constantly on the phone, you're constantly, you know, grinding. It's a 24-hour job. Now, if you were to find someone that wasn't in the industry, they wouldn't understand nothing at all that you're doing, where, therefore, they want to require, like, 100% of your attention, as opposed to someone that's in the industry that is grinding as hard as you are, and they understand exactly what you go through.
No, I totally understand. As a matter of fact, you know, I kind of gave up on that whole subject as far as somebody outside the box because that obviously wasn't going to get me anywhere because when I did hang out with them and I was like, okay, well, I got to go now, you know, on a flight at 5 o'clock, they looked at me and were like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, you know, you knew what it was before you got in this because that's my number one thing as I tell them. You know, like, I'm dating a normal person. I'm not saying I'm not normal, but you don't do what I do, and you don't see what I see, and you don't kind of...
Exactly. It's not a normal life. It's not a normal life because it's
you know,
a 24-hour job, and they don't understand
know,
that.
They'd get upset that I'm on the phone or the computer or you
absolutely.
Know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's good, though. At least you have the support. He understands, and that's the most important thing.
You know, and our Facebooks are blocked, you know, we can't see each other, you know, and it makes it easier, so.
That's good. That's really good. That's really good, and I wish you the best on that. Definitely.
Thank you. And that's just, you know, it just actually happened within this past month, and I'm just like, you know, I didn't think, I don't know, honestly, like, I think it'll probably go a very long way, but at the same time, like, it took me a long time for my goal to, like, break down because I'm very guarded. I was very guarded because I just didn't care. I didn't want a man because I wanted me to do me and I wanted to be able to jump up and go to the next area without having to argue with somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I feel you on that, though. I feel you on that. You know, I mean, you know what it is, that being that we've been through so many, you know, relationships that, mm-hmm. you know, you have to stay guarded sometimes. You know,
yeah,
and it's hard to break down those walls. Exactly, especially when you know what you want, definitely. You know, and, you know, if you don't, you know, and dealing with people that aren't going to be supportive and are going to be constantly complaining and nagging and so forth, you don't need that. That's all negativity. You know, you need to stay, you know, just keep on your grind and stay focused. And, you know, and your man came along the way, which is a beautiful thing, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
I'm actually very grateful for it. I'm very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Now, what about you, Cesar?
What? I'm sorry.
Now, you see, now you want to ask me questions. I'm going to ask you questions, too. Do you have a significant other in your life that understands
you?
Yeah,
what's that?
No, I don't.
We want to know.
I can be real quick to say that. No, I don't.
I have
never really been looking for anybody, really, to be honest with you, because
he likes booty calls.
I know. I'm sorry.
I know, right? That's just a booty call.
No, I don't even do that. Hey, no, that's not me. That's those other people. But I'm not really interested in anything right now. Well, I am, and I'm not. You know, I'm basically.
Yeah.
I stay focused with work, man. I can tell you the truth. I stay on the grind like 24 hours a day. I'm not even lying to you. Sometimes I really do 24 hours a day. But
yeah.
Normally I stay on the grind for about 15, 16 hours a day, literally, and then I get some sleep. I get my rest now because, you know, I have strokes, and everybody's always telling me, you need to get some sleep, man. You need to stop doing what you're doing. You do. So I listen to them, but I listen to the point where I get enough rest to settle me. I don't get enough rest that I need, but I get enough rest to settle me. So answer your question about a significant other, no, I don't. But believe me, I do get it in when I want to. I can get it in, but I do it privately. You know, I'm a private man. So
you got to be.
It don't take two people sometimes. It can just take one, you know, if you got the right crew. That's all you need.
Whatever works, Caesar, whatever works. Hey.
Right. Whatever works. Right. Let me say that and keep it moving.
There you go. You're the man, Caesar. You are the man.
Believe me, I am a man, guys. Everybody listen to me, believe me, I am a man.
That is too funny. So, Lala, tell me, honey, what's in the works? What do you have in store for us?
The works. I have, you know, I can't really say too much about a lot of things, but I know that, you know, I've done a lot already, but I guess it's just timing for when things start dropping. You know how that works. It's all about waiting. So,
right.
You know, I can't wait for a lot of the stuff that I've already done to drop. And as far as my future, you know, I'm working to work on, you know, major films. And, you know, just get some, you know, I'm trying to get like an Emmy or something, you know.
But would you rather do modeling or would you rather do the acting?
Acting. I really would. You know, modeling, like I said, modeling is whatever. Anybody can model pretty much. And I really do believe that. Anybody could model.
Right.
Not anybody. You look good, too.
No,
I've looked good.
A lot of different people. If you've got the right people for the person, yeah, I think absolutely
right,
you
right,
can.
Right, right.
Because, I mean, your body's like a canvas, you know. A lot of people don't even look like that when, you know, off camera.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To
me, it's just like a lot of the way people are doing modeling is like modeling is going to be changed into a lot of different stuff in the future, and I'm not really with it. Because, you know, everything's Photoshop now. Everything's this, everything's that, and I'd rather just put my ass on screen and, you know, and do some acting.
Cool.
But, yeah, modeling, no. Not forever.
And then, again, you know what it is, too? It's just the challenge of getting those roles also, you know, when it comes to acting. Yeah, that's very challenging. You know, when you're going up amongst, like, legends, you know, and just going over there and just doing your best and hoping and praying that they do call, you know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that must be fun.
You know, and it's amazing to me, like, how this happened within a year. Because, like,
right.
last year I wasn't sitting with a room full of movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't sitting in the same room as, you know, like, the writer of Saw. Like, it just, I don't know, it just surprises me. But at the same time, it was expected, but I expected it a lot, like, sooner, like, a long time ago. But I don't know. You know, I'm just thankful it's now, so...
That's great. That is great. That is real good.
I'll probably interrupt you guys. You guys seem like you're having a great time and you forgot all about me, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to say this. Can I go to a song right now? I want to go to a song, and this song right here, it's going to be a song that I had a young lady on the show last week, and this is one of her songs. I just want to play her song. Can I play her song, Lala?
Go ahead.
Cool.
What's her name?
Young Palm.
Palm.
Young Palm.
Black Pine.
Can't Beat Beat is the name of the song, guys. Can't Beat Beat by Young Palm.
With this rap shit. Yeah, I'm on another level, boy, not a rock star. But I slapped a heavy metal, boy, raised in the hood. So I got it like a ghetto boy, and being at the bottom, that ain't something I could settle for. Listen to my metaphors, trying to tell you I'm a boss. Macaroni status, hella cheesy, dipped in extra sauce. Pull my trigger, spit it like a Nina Ross. Mafioso moves, I got keys to toss. When I'm moving through the traffic, invisible like it's magic. We beeping, it gets tragic, situation super drastic.
I'm sorry, that's not Young Palm. That's the song that I put in here, and I label it Young Palm, but that's not Young Palm. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, look, this is a real show, man. Real mistakes happen here.
That was just a technical difficulty. That's all it was. A technical glitch.
Hey, we got those
going. I was thinking, I was like, dang. I was like, this a woman? Like.
No, but you got to hear Young Palm's songs, though. Her songs are hot. Her lyrics is off the hook.
Okay, guys, this is called Gone by Young Palm.
For my downfall, you niggas keep dreaming. Well, fuck it, I'm a leader, I'm about to lead the way. These niggas all in black and white, but talking in the shades of gray. I don't care what you phony motherfuckers say. You like the newspaper, switching stories every day. I got a new team, they say I'm a new bitch. I'm still the old me, I'm just on some new shit. Now everywhere I go, they treat me like the quarterback. My words is like a football, you know they run it back. These niggas in my way every time I touch down. I represent that two world with that two down. I got them going back and forth, it's like a bit of war. Cause whenever they hear me speak, you know what they is fighting for. A diamond in the dirt, and they say I'm just a town. Guess this is my kingdom, so I guess I'll tell my top and ground. Popping champagne, no more Ron Brown. But everything was all good just a week ago. Got my reasonable doubts, it got me speaking though. So tell me really now, do you know what's beef? It's when they run up on you, put it to your bench seat. And now you're screaming to the police who shot you. All eyes on me, my ambitions as a rider. I guess sometimes it's just the way I am. My inner demons got me battling my inner sand. I guess more money comes more problems. Got the heater on my side and I know I yellow, purple pills, you know I got them buzzing with. Since the first day I brought them to the D-Rug, got 99 problems in my room, ain't quite fun. I'm going with it, I'm going with it.
boy, breakfast goes to dogs, and I set up a lot, like I said, as long as this week, was this.
Cool, that was going in by Palm right there.
Oh.
I like that song. I love that song.
Yeah, I love the music.
Hey, let me holler at Gidget. Gidget, you still out there?
Huh?
Gidget, are you still there?
Oh.
I'm looking at her. Hold on for a second. Let me see.
Why are you doing that? I need to ask Lala one more question. Lala, what's your nationality?
I am Mexican American, baby.
Latina, mama.
I'm brown to the fullest. I don't understand all this. I mean, whatever. I'm from Idaho, you know.
So.
You know, I'm from the Northwest, so you know, I'm just all I really ever dealt with in my life was Mexicans and white people in Mexico. But when I go to Miami, all I deal with, I don't deal with no Mexicans. I deal with Cubans and Puerto Ricans.
Well, that's all you see out there, the whole bunch of Cubans.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? But you come to New York, you deal with a whole bunch of people. You deal with, like, the whole Latino nation. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But you don't look Mexican, though. You look more Ecuadorian.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks Chinese. I thought she was Asian.
Yeah, everybody always thinks.
Or Filipino, too, because you could pass for a Filipino.
No, they think I'm Asian, Filipino, Egyptian, you know, Black and Asian. I've done, I don't know, so much different stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, do I look like all that?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, you really do.
You know, it's the cheekbones. It's your cheekbones on the way they're structured.
Uh-huh.
On the way they're formed, yeah.
And the skin, too,
yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As a Latina woman, do you feel it's harder for you to break in? As, you know, was it, you like, as a Latina woman, you know, was it harder for you to, you know, break into the whole modeling scene? Because you know how a lot of them are very picky?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was very difficult for me. You know, I guess, obviously, like, I never gave up. But it was difficult. It was like,
really?
They didn't want no Hispanic girl. They didn't want no, you know, long dark hair girl. They wanted the girl next door. But now everybody wants an exotic chick. And where are you going to find one? Like, it's hard to come by now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. But it was hard. And, you know, sometimes it still is kind of hard, but there's always, like, a loophole with somebody that I'm working with as far as photographer or the owner of the company or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just be like, even if I'm too short for the runway, they'll be like, wait a minute, let me throw you in a magazine instead because I still need you, you know what I mean? Like,
How tall are you, Lala?
I was just about to ask
you. I'm 5'3".
Yeah, you're short.
I had a friend the other day. Well, not even a friend. He's an acquaintance. We never even met. He was a supporter on my Facebook, and he saw me in the gas station. And he was all like, I didn't realize how short you were. You look so tall in your picture.
You're like a kid, like a little boy.
It's the heels, baby.
Yeah, the heels.
Yeah. A boy with
heels. Yeah, but I don't think 5'3 is short, though, because I'm 5'4", and I don't consider myself short. I guess, I don't know, you know, for different opinions, you know, for different people.
I hate
when they call me that, too.
You don't look that short.
I'm pretty tall.
You don't look that short, Vienna.
I'm 5'4", yeah. But with heels, of course, you know, you look taller. You know, you figure, like, with heels, you would say that we would be, what, more or less like a 5'7", 5'8"? Depending on the heel.
I'm going to interrupt you guys one more time because I'm going to play one more song. This is one of my artists. You probably don't know him, Vienna, and I know you don't know him, Lala. But this guy's name is Mystical Lover right here. I have his stuff. He's internationally known. His stuff is being played across seas over in Japan. Also being played in Australia and also in Germany. So, guys, check it out and tell me what you think, guys. This is it. Reach me.
All right, awesome.
Yeah. Mystical lover.
Yeah.
This is how we do it one more time, you know?
Lover.
Yeah.
Lala Land Productions. You can find it on my
Lala what?
La what?
La La and La La Land Productions. If you go to my Facebook and you look at my About Me, you could go down to where it says website and it shows like a little Wix Fix tag. And you just click on that and it'll show you things that I've done. And some pictures and, you know, information about like cost and whatnot. But yeah, I did promotions as far as not just social meet and, you know, networking. I also did it out in the streets as far as getting street teams together and having people go and, you know, push flyers or, you know, wristbands or, you know, just little things just to get the attention and bring groups in and crowds. And then I also dealt with artists.
So you have a street team right now. What's the name of your street team?
I don't have one right now. It's like I said, I haven't been dealing with that for probably over about like 8 months. So, you know, because I just been pushing just strictly me. But that's what I was doing. You know, I had girls. You know, I just called them my models, pretty much. You know, and they just promoted me and, you know, whatever else that we were together promoting. You know.
I think you stay on the ground a lot. I know you move around a lot. You were just in Idaho. You moved from Idaho to where you're at right now. Not California. You moved somewhere. Where'd you move to?
Well, I'm from Idaho, but I left Idaho last year, and I pretty much knew that Miami was going to be my, you know, ground, my home base, where I was going to, you know,
Right. Where
I bought my house, and then, you know, I'll just travel back and forth from here. But I went from there to Seattle. You know, I've been to Hollywood and Hollywood and, you know, Virginia Beach, and, you know, like, I went down to Miami, and, you know, I rotate with all of that. I haven't went to New York yet, but I plan to when it gets warmer. I just didn't want to go in the wintertime.
Right, okay, well, that's cool. Now, I know you were supposed to be coming to the Players Ball, but that was, like, totally screwed up with the people that we were dealing with, and you didn't make it there, and I was really wanting to meet you for the first time. I was really wanting to meet you. But that didn't work out, but that's okay. That's okay, because we're going to still meet, because me and Vienna, we have some things on the table right now. They're looking pretty good, and we're going to most definitely invite you there to be one of our spokespeople or whatever you want to do. We'll find something for you. But also, we deal with a couple magazines. I'm dealing with a couple magazines right now, and I'm sure they will want to deal with you also, so I'll be hooking you up with that. Yeah. But what I was going to ask you, I know you do a lot of hosting and stuff like that. Can you tell us somewhere lately that you did some hosting at?
I've done like little private shows for, you know, just pretty much like, I don't know how to say, you know, wealthy people. I've hosted, you know, for a lot of, you know, just small parties. Just,
right.
You know, like they ask who I am. Obviously, they know who I am. And, you know, there's just a room full of gentlemen, you know, lawyers and, well, you know, women from, like, strippers to, like, everybody. But it'd be fun, you know, just, like, a grown-up, you know, we're all adults and everything. I've done that, you know, probably about, like, 8 times.
You done what?
I don't know.
Adult magazines? Adult magazines?
Hosting. No. It's not a magazine. It's just, like, parties.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I host little parties for that.
Oh, okay.
And then I hosting shows as far as, you know, I've done some in Idaho where I had, you know, a road show where it was Darby's Rock the Block 2011, where, you know, it was 3 stages, 20 bands in 2 nights, or Friday night was all rap and hip-hop, and, you know, it was all live music, and then Saturday it was all, you know, more of rock and, you know, different type of genre, different other type of music. So I've hosted those type of shows, and in the future I have hosting a show for a mixtape drop release for DJ B-Sky out in North Carolina. So it'll be my first time going out there, but I know I got a lot of love in the hood. So.
Right. I know you get a lot of love in the hood. I see that you're on a lot of people's Facebook pages, a lot of MySpace pages. I'll be looking and checking out, man. I see you on a lot of people's pages. How did you get so famous? I mean, can you tell me that?
You know, it's just crazy how that just happened, you know. Just from when I started doing promotions, like I said, I figured what's the best way for people to hear my artist music. Well, let's throw my picture on their music, you know. Let me see what I can do with it.
Yeah, why? Right. That's,
you know,
great. I like to do that. Hey, I like to do that too. I thought I could do that, but I guess it's not working for me. But that's okay. I'll throw your picture on it so I can make my stuff move. Now, let me ask you a couple more questions. I got a couple more questions to ask you, if you don't mind.
like, where do you see yourself at in, like, the next 2 years? And what would you tell young ladies that are out there that you inspire to do what they do? What would you tell them about the industry, what not to look for, what to look for, what not to do, or what to do? I mean, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. See myself for the next 2 years, obviously helping other people out and, you know, continue what I'm doing, but just being 10 times better. You know, I think, you know, improvement is everything. So I'm always looking forward to the future. I don't go backwards. And to all the people that are pursuing, whether, you know, you're a man or a woman or, you know, who whatever, and you want to do what we do in this industry, you know, just look out for scams, pretty much. There's a lot of people out there that will just take your money. If they want you to pay, there's no, you shouldn't even do it. Because if they really want you, they pay for you. So,
right.
I don't know, dealing with those or dealing with pervert photographers or not even just photographers, just a lot of people in the industry that think that just because they're in it, they have the power to speak to people a certain way. But I don't play that shit, you know, like, matter of fact, here, you can take your money back and I'll take my pictures back, because I've been in situations where I've had to, like, wait a minute, you can't play me, and I don't want you to try me and think that that's how this is going to work. You know, just be careful, just always be, you know, 10 steps ahead of the next person, and, you know, never let the next person know what you're doing, just mind your business, pretty much.
I got you. Well, I know a lot of people out there, a lot of young ladies out there, they're listening to you right now, and these young ladies, they're basically looking at it like this. They like the money. They like the fame. So what could you tell them to do, what to look for? I mean, because I know you've been in situations with certain people at a time, guys that basically see you come through the door, and they're like, oh, wow, okay, these are going to be some great pictures. But then they have, when you come in the door, they have other things on the agenda. So I know you run into that. You can't tell me you haven't. Because
I've
been there too. Well, let me ask you a question. What do you do to prevent that?
You know, honestly, you can
I mean, you only weigh 107 pounds. You're 5'3". So how do you prevent that? You know, kung fu or karate, or do
you
carry
know,
a pistol? What?
My mom and everybody. Hey, don't say no. My mom and everybody always ask. You know, like, you got to be careful because, you know, you never know who you're dealing with, which is really true. Because sometimes I don't like to go to photo shoots by myself. Sometimes I don't like to do that, but when I have no choice, I have no choice. So when I'm there, I'm like, you know, there's always that gut feeling, I guess, paranoia of always having to be on top of your toes. And there's nothing that you can really do to prevent it because it could be anybody, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, like, me, I have a big mouth. I'll talk some shit to make you not even want to mess with me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll make it to the point that you find me disgusting or something. Like,
I have
AIDS. I don't know.
I can see it now. No, don't touch me. I got AIDS. That ain't going to work. Some people ain't going to work, man. I mean, AIDS, they look here. Dude, you're like a precious doll, Lala. I couldn't see you doing anything like that. I couldn't see myself listening to you because it will be profound to listen to that, man. But if you say so, I'm gonna listen to it and agree with it. All
right,
we're gonna agree with you this time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Were you gonna say something?
No. You know, it's just terrible. I was just thinking how bad things really do get, though, you know.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I watch the TV. I'm looking at people eating each other. I'm like, wow, man. We turned into, like, that's crazy, man. I don't know what the world is coming to, but I guess people want to taste other people and see what they taste like. I was just looking today on WorldStar where a lady just ate her, she ate her little kid, infant, man. I was like, wow. Really?
What?
So she ate an infant, man. I was like, wow. But, you know, I don't know why or what, but they were talking about American zombies. They're like zombies now. I mean, there are a lot of them out there. I don't know what zombies are. I guess they're talking about because they're eating each other. But a zombie to me is like the Walking Dead. They'd be slow, be foul, you know, and they eat people too. But that's the movies. But now it's turned to reality, man.
That's
kind of
what it is, though.
Every day, yeah, right. That's what they're calling it. The NBC and CBS are calling it The Walking Dead. The people are eating flesh, you know. Some guy ate his roommate's heart and liver at a college. I forgot where, but I was like, really, they do that now? I was like, wow. So it's crazy, but you got to watch what you're doing. And the reason I said that is basically to tell these other young ladies that are listening in to us, when you're doing stuff like Lala's doing right now, going to photo shoots by yourself, you got to be careful. You got to have a stun gun. You got to have some mace or something. You got to have a switchblade, brothers and sisters. You got to have something to defend yourself.
You do have to have something.
Yeah, right. So if you don't have anything, I would first go out and get me something before I go to a photo shoot or go to do anything. I'm not telling anybody to condone violence now. I'm not saying that. So don't kill anybody and say DJ Maxi the Venetian Deanna told you to do it because we didn't tell you to do that. All right, all I'm telling you is just help yourself out and prevent it. So if you guys can prevent it, then that's what I'm saying. Now, Lala, I know you do a lot of stuff. I know you travel a lot. So what do you have next in your agenda? I know Deanna's been asking you questions about what you're doing in the future. But what do you have on the schedule now, like in the next couple of weeks or maybe next week or next tomorrow? I don't know.
I'm going to be here in Los Angeles till about Saturday. I don't know. I have my flight ready for me to go back to Miami on Saturday. So I'm just pretty much, you know, out here. I just came out here to just relax and, you know, just see some things and see if, you know, this is there. I don't know. But I really don't like L.A. I'm in Pasadena area, but at the same time, I cannot stand how California is so smoky.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's so thick in the air. I can't deal with it. I have fresh beach air.
I know. I've been there too, but you know, that's not my tea also. I don't like because of the violence. I know you got a lot of gangbangers that way, so that's why we don't like it. Yeah. Have you met any gangbangers?
You know, I don't go in that area, but I mean, but you know, I'm from the hood though. If you look back to my, you know, to where I come from Nampa,
right.
And it's not so much gang members. It's, you know, that we are very prideful for our town.
Right. The gangbangers of Idaho. I'm scared now. You're making me shiver.
Oh,
don't.
Hey, well, you know what? At least it's not. We're not eating nobody yet, or, you know, hopefully. I don't know. Yeah, I had a feeling after that whole incident with the thing on Memorial Weekend with, oh, boy, you know, doing that kind of bull crap. I had a feeling, you know, a lot of stuff. I told my friend, like, watch. This happens. It's going to come. This is going to happen, and watch. Everybody's going to start doing this. And sure enough, a weekend, you got freaking people doing that. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Right. Oh, you're talking about the guy that ate the person was eating the guy's face, or the guy that was eating the brain and liver? Yeah.
No, the one in Florida on Memorial Weekend. Like, I was there. I didn't go on Memorial Weekend. Me and my friends stayed inside. I was like, I can't stand, like, being out there with all the tourists on the beach because it's annoying. And not only that, there's, like, a million police officers. So I'm just like, I'd rather just stay inside.
Right. I got you. Wow. Well, I mean, you've just about answered everything that I want to know. I don't see anybody that has a question out there. If any of you guys got a question, all you got to do is press 1 on your telephone pad, and then I'll pick you out. But you gotta ask questions if you want to know anything about Lala. If you don't, then just keep holding on. I'm going to go to another song right quick. This song right here is by myself. I'm doing the hook, and these are my two brothers, Coke and Grim Caesar. And the name of the song is I Be Everywhere the Money Be, guys. It's going down.
Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money be. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I be everywhere the money be. Always stand my ground, you can say I got everything. I get cash money, you get get coins like a slot machine.
Money on my mind all the time, yeah, I'm getting it. Throwed in the game, purple lemonade, I'm sipping it. Candy dripping off the Chevy kind, look like cinnamon. You can floss like me if you was getting Benjamin. Ladies, man, cause the girls know I'm a Caesar. I don't need a MasterCard, no, I need a Visa. I keep me a water paper just like a notebook. I'm a chef in the kitchen, apron on, I love to cook. Click to my words, man, flyer than them birds, man. Fresh to death, yes, I eat cleaner than this detergent. Birds in the shed, wood grain gripping wood. Sean got them birdies flying like eagles, call me Tiger Woods, off the chain, boy, with my gun game. Taught myself how to shoot, never had time to aim. Smoking on that Mary Jane, starting to stack a little change. Now my friends acting strange, they say I am not the same.
Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always on my ground, you can say I got heavy. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, and ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always on my ground, you can say I got heavy. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
My swag so grown, your girl all in my home. Pants down in the zone, her mouth all on my dome. Man, she licked me long time, licked me long time. She say I'm fresh like Obsession Cologne. Mr. 662, I escaped from the zoo. You can't do what I do, you are so brand new. I don't run with a crew, I just hang with some fools. So arrogant, oops. And you get sprayed with the tools. I just do what it do. Pack for pack with the oops. Stack to stack, you will lose. Double back what I move. Man, we make murder music. Don't try to dance to this. Beats is dangerous. Lyrics is hazardous. It's Coke, Corey, slash Jesus of Nazareth. Proceeding with carelessness. Y'all ain't even for vamping. Jim Vega paper. I'm that cocaine flavor. Mine's more flakier. The Dun Dun flower kick it up.
Let's make that a hit right now. We got over 100,000 plays right now on that hit online. So, Gaz, let's make it 100. Let's make it 200,000 pretty soon. Hey, everybody, if you want to hear another song, this song right here is by. Let's see what we're gonna play. This song right here is by somebody you all know. This song is by J. Cole's "Grew Up Fast."
About it, and my poor heart wants to die about it. Ooh, about the sweet, sweet love alone, and the way I got double crossed by a guy who was my friend. I see him now and then, but I pretend I'm doing fine when I'm about to lose my mind.
Nigga, I grew up fast, then blew up fast. Money falling out my pockets, I got too much cash. Can't fit nothing in her pocket, she got too much ass. Like, goddamn. Well, if you must ask, we from the school of hard knocks, but your crew cut class. Half white, but don't think I got a Ku Klux pass. When I'm up in the V, police be fucking with me. No sir, no license, all I got here is this fucking degree. Move along, cocksucker, ain't nothing to see. Unless you talking blockbusters, you niggas is not Russell, you more Diggy. Me, I'm more Biggie. No diss to the young boy, I'm just rapping, get bored quickly. Just to make up for that line, invite them on tour with me. Show them the game, let them finagle these hoes with me. Run through they doors with me, hit the Ritz-Carlton for the night. Leave them there with two dykes, probably change a nigga life, right? What up, Vanessa? I loved you that one semester. Thanks to my profession, I balled like Uncle Festa. Thinking about the board I used to have above the dresser. Half the shit I wrote down, I did it, it's old now. Got new goals, plus my money on my new bow. Funny how my old highs is suddenly my new lows. Tired of every chick saying she models before she swallows. So I only fuck with hat tricks, bitches with a few goals. Bitches with a few goals. Hat trick, nigga. Bitches with a fuck.
Niggas keep asking me how I feel. How you feel?
It's cold.
Make me feel. Listen, nigga.
Look, look, not even slightly interested in what your opinion is. I got a greater purpose than I hate a purpose. I'm a stack paper, hustle just to relax later. Serve niggas and bring change, that's the waiter's purpose. Look how I made them nervous, niggas is shaking, I know they faking. Okay, you a killer, right, and Miss Cleo's Jamaican, and Bob Marley is Haitian, and me and Beyonce dating, and Jesus Christ be hating. Got mad love from Satan for fucking annihilation while Megan Good is waiting. I'm the deadbeat father of your little brother. In other words, goddammit, I'm a bad motherfucker, it's cold. It's only right I brought back the soul. Y'all got way too electro, damn near techno. Halfway homo, way too metro. Hennessy XO, cold flow special. Style like Tribe Called Quest meets Death Row. Learn something, boy, grow your ass up. Cheap nigga, if you was lick, I'd probably throw your ass up. Matter of fact, if you was grass, I'd probably mow your ass up. Last call for you old niggas, gon' pour your last cup, it's cold. Yeah, 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 cold world. This nigga Eve, fucking, he's a bitch. He told me to talk shit to y'all niggas, so I'ma talk my shit. Dream girl in the building. I know what y'all want me to talk about, what y'all want me to discuss, but we'll get to that later, them bitch ass niggas. My nigga Big Sean in the building. My nigga Kanai on the beat. Y'all niggas got double, 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 double cross.
Nice, nice. J. Cole grew up fast. I like that. Vienna, are you there?
I'm here.
You like that song?
I love that song.
That was nice. What do you think, Lala?
I think I like that. It was very smooth and relaxing.
Yeah, that was a new song. I just got that song. I think I got it like maybe a week ago, and I put it in rotation on the show now. So that song right there is radio play. J. Cole, I like that. Grew up fast. That's real catchy.
I like J. Cole.
I like it.
Oh, yeah,
I like
it. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Lala, you
I
have
hope
some artists.
But the thing is, I hope he doesn't go too commercial like Drake.
Oh, really? Well, you said.
I think Drake
oh,
is. I think
J. Cole doesn't go commercial like Drake?
Yeah.
It never happened. J. Cole is too ghetto for that. J. Cole is ghetto for real. Drake is not ghetto anymore. Drake is strictly Hollywood.
Yeah.
My dude owns a restaurant in Chicago. His name is Bryant. I'm not going to say his last name, but anyway, he owns a couple of restaurants in Chicago. I think he owns a chain of restaurants. He's doing real good. He has some turkey joints around Chicago. He said that he was hanging out with 2 Chainz. And who else was he hanging out with? He was hanging out with 2 Chainz. Oh, and Drake. He said they came in a restaurant. He said 2 Chainz comes in there all the time, but Drake, that was the first time. And he said somebody needs to put Drake on the turkey wings. And I was like, what do you mean, man? He's like, dude's never had the kind of wings we sell. He never had them. I was like, wow, really? I was like, is he black? He was like, you know what, man? The way he talks and the way he looks, you would say, is he black? Because he looks like he's white and he talks like he's white. I was like, man, I was like, I really couldn't say. But he said that Drake wouldn't all that, and I was like, wow. So that's probably true because My man hangs with a lot of them. So, you got quite a few artists over there in your camp, Lala. You got a guy named K something. What's his name? KM?
Yeah, KM from Elite Records. He's actually a new artist that just came out. Right. My girl Kim Cox, she's the CEO of Elite Records. She actually has two artists, him and another guy named Mark Dean. You know, he just dropped his lingerie single. I believe next month it's going to happen. But yeah, they're really good artists.
I checked them out today, and I was like, wow, that's nice. Actually, I'm going to play a song in a minute. Wow, what happened? We're going to play that song right now. You got a song called from K. It's called License to Kill. I'm going to play this song for you, man. I hope you're listening. Lala's the shout-out. This is a shout-out for Lala. License to Kill, guys.
Hey, babe.
You know the motto. I ain't got to tell you,
Tell them niggas that be hating that I'm all bad.
Wow, that was nice. I like that song right there, man. That was right on time. License to Kill by KM. That was tight, La La. I like that song. Hey, let me ask you a question. Where are those guys from?
I don't absolutely, like, have the correct details as far as where they're from, but, you know, I know they got hot music, so I'm definitely for everybody to holler at them, peep them, follow them, you know, subscribe to them. I think they're actually doing very good, and, you know, shout out to everybody that is doing their thing. You know, if you're grinding, you know, whatever, from getting a new job to, you know, booking a show or whatever. Keep doing it.
Hey, V, we need to look for a show. What do you think?
I definitely agree. I like their style. I like their beat. The beat is hot.
Yeah, the beat is nice. I like the beat, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, guys,
yeah,
we got 18 minutes left. 18 minutes. That's what we got left, guys. This is the part of the show right here where we let you shout out people. We let you give out all your social networks, so... If you got like 1,000 social networks, you only got 18 minutes, so give them out. La La, tell the people where they can reach you at, how they get in contact with you, give them your email address so they can send you something. If they want to talk to you about booking something, then you need to give out some information how to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. You can contact me on my email. It's Lala Martinez, LalaMartinez, LalaLand@gmail.com. It's Lala Martinez, LalaLand@gmail.com. No, but nobody else has that, so.
Hey, Lala, your phone is cracking up a little bit. I don't know if Vianna can hear it, but it sounds like your phone is cracking up. Can you, I hate to ask you this, but can you repeat that again, please? Move around a little bit and see if your phone corrects itself.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, so it's LalaMartinez@gmail.com. You can find me. That's my email. You can send me press kits. You can send me pretty much, like, let me know who you are as far as, you know, you don't just send me your music. Send me information about who you are, bio. Give me, like, a taste, like, a feeling of, like, why you're doing that type of music. You know, like, just talk about who you are. Also, you can find me on Facebook, LadyLala22@live.com. My email on there. You can follow me on Twitter. It's @WhoIsLala888, and my Instagram is LusciousLala. You know, find me, check me out. I'm not a supermodel. I just model super. That's what I say. You know, I'm just a normal person.
Hey,
like everybody
else.
You calling me a liar?
What are you doing? You calling me a liar?
No.
I said you're a supermodel, man. If I say you're a supermodel, that's what you are.
I mean, pretty much, you know, that's what I do. I model super, you know?
Yeah, she's a great person. I've been knowing Lala for a good while now, and she's been a great friend. She's just on top of it, man. But if you want somebody out there that's a hard hustler, that's a female, I can tell you right now, if it's not Deanna, it's Lala. So you guys need to get in touch with Lala on her Facebook page, on her Twitter page, anywhere else.
You know, let me know. I have friends that, you know, do management. So I'm always looking for the new, you know, new face, pretty much, you know, as far as, you know, artist or dancer or DJ or whatever it is. You know, it's always good for a connection. So, you know, at me.
Right.
No, I'll send you into the right directions, even if I can't help you. I know somebody probably can.
Yeah.
Cool.
No. Because Lala has put a lot of people on me. She's gave me a lot of connections. And I dig it. I know when you call me up, man, sometimes you put me on the spot. But, hey, it's you, so I don't really care about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have 15 minutes left now. Vianna. Sad host. Vianna, do you have anything out there? What's up, Vianna? Are you going to sleep on?
No, you know what? You know, it's so inspiring that a Latina woman is doing so many things. And,
yeah,
you know,
I know.
Positive things, you know, maintaining a household, you know, with the kids.
Right.
Her career and so forth. And I applaud you for that. That's wonderful. And the fact that you're so grounded and you're so focused, that's an A plus in my book.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that don't understand me. They just see as what they, you know, what I display myself, which is correct, because that's how I do it as well. But at the same time, you know, I'm not just, you know, I'm not stuck up, or I'm not a hoe. I'm not. I'm a woman. I'm a professional. I know how to do things. I know how to look, and that's it. At the end of the day, I'm a mother. But that's what I want people to understand, though. It's not my job is my job. I'm a mother at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that's a career itself.
Yeah.
I hear it every night while when I'm on the phone with Van. I hear it every night.
Yeah, I go through it. Oh yeah, I go through it because now, well, I have my son, but I'm also, you know, watching my nephew, and I'm 40, and I have the patience now than I did when my kids were younger. But it's just so hard for me in a sense because I'm not used to, like, little kids running around my house because my daughters are grown. Now it's, you know, such a transition that it's like I'll be on the phone with Caesar and I'm going crazy. Help! Help me, please. It's like a shout out cry for help. But at the same time, you know, I still maintain it, you know, and, you know, as long as I'm there with them, you know, watching them and making sure that they don't create any messes like they like to do, I'm good.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm good. It's all about staying focused and just keep pushing and, you know, and just grinding. Grinding, the house, the kids, the careers, it's kind of hard, but at the same token, that's,
Hello, you have reached Lala Martini. I'm unavailable at the moment, but if you leave your name, your number, and a brief message, I will be sure.
We lost Lala.
Yeah,
where
did Lala go?
Lala, what? Breaker 1-9, Lala, you're out there.
We lost Gidget. We lost Lala. Who else did we lose?
Hey, no, Gidget. I'm looking at Gidget. She's still there with a little question mark up, but she's not there. I don't know where Gidget's at, but Lala, we just dropped her. I don't know, but hey, you know what? The show must go on. We only got like 11 minutes left, man, so we can go to another song, or unless you want to talk about something, because I know you got a lot to talk about. Let's go to a song, and let's come back, and we'll see what's going on with you.
That sounds like a plan.
Go right on. Off the ground, love is the ground that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
Go where now, where since we've reached
all, that was Usher, Climax, guys. If you didn't know that song, you'd know it now. You heard it right here on the DJ Black Caesar and Vianna show, Usher, Climax. Hey, Vianna, you like that song?
I love that song.
That song is excellent, man. That song is excellent. I've been playing a lot of love songs today. I don't know what the deal is, but...
Let me find out you in love, Caesar. Who you in love with?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess you. I don't know.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I don't know, though, but wow, I'm only talking to one person, so I don't know, man. It might be you. I guess I'm just feeling it in the air, man, tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Lord. Love is in the air. Oh, God, geez. I'm going to go high. I'm going to go under the covers and hide myself.
Why are you going to do that? Don't do that. Don't leave me, man. Don't stay with me now. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere.
I got you, dude. I got you. I got your backseat. I got you.
Well, I know the show is getting ready to end. We got like about 5 minutes left. You can reach us on www.caesarradio.com. That's www.cezaradio.com. You can check out what we got going on. Also, Vianna and myself are going to have a website built for us. You guys can check it out on the website once we get it running. We got to get it running first. We haven't even got the person who's going to do it, but we're going to get a website. We'll have the website running. I can't give you a time limit because I don't want to do that. But we'll have one, I'd say in a couple weeks we'll have something going on where you guys can go and check out our show on. If you want to check out what we got going on, whatever we're doing, we'll have something on there, our bio, so you can see who we really are. Vianna, you can see her on Facebook. Her URL is what, Vianna?
My URL is facebook.com/OTHE1220.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's OTHE1220.
I'm sorry. I'm talking over you.
No, go ahead.
You can see me on my Facebook. It's C E Z A. I'm sorry. It's Caesar. Wow, what is it? It's CEO of Caesar. CEO Caesar. CEZA. Or it's Caesar Black or Black Caesar, whichever one you want to put in. Don't go to DJ Black Caesar. DJ Black Caesar is my fan page. If you guys want to go there, fan me, and I sure would appreciate it to get fanned. Please do so. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's DJ Black Caesar. If you want to find me anywhere else, it's DJ Black Caesar. My YouTube is The Landlord of the South. That's D-A Landlord of the D-A South. You can check me out on YouTube. I got plenty of YouTube videos. We got one with, who is it about? It's about, we got one about 50 Cent. We got one about Plies, and we have one about Lil Wayne. So check those out, man. They're doing pretty good right now. If you guys check them out, they'll be doing even better. What else do I want to tell you guys before we get off this phone line? You can reach me also at my phone line, 662-995-0679. If you have anything you want to tell me, you can tell me at that line. If you're looking for an interview, you can reach me at that line. My assistant, she's down for the count now. She's doing her church thing, so you guys can call her when she's back at it, and I think she won't be back at it until next month sometime. Until then, you can reach me at 662-995-0679. We can set you up an appointment. Also, you can set up an interview with Lisa. With Lisa. Wow.
I think she's thinking about you.
Hi, Lisa. What are you talking about, me? She's talking about me, man. Ain't that what they say when you say your name like that? They talking about you.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want to give a big shout out to Sugar Bear because I know they're listening to us right now.
Yeah, my man Sugar Bear. What's
Sugar
up?
Bear.
Sugar Bear Trio. What's up, Runs? What's up, man? You doing all right? Hey, Runs is a great guy, man. Runs has a lot of stuff going on over there with him, with Sugar Bear. Those guys are on top of it 24 hours a day. Always traveling, too. They're always on the road. So, guys, be safe. God bless you guys, man. Thanks for helping me out with my promotions. I appreciate that. Thanks for helping Vianna out. We appreciate it. If anybody wants to get in touch with Vienna, Vienna, give me a way to get in touch with her. I don't really know how that is. It could be a email or a phone number, but we're going to see right now. Vienna, you want to get your information?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, what they could do is they could either inbox me on Facebook, like I said, it's facebook.com/OTHE1220, or they could email me at OTHE1220@gmail.com.
Or you can just call me at 662-995-0679, and I'll give her whatever information you guys are trying to get to her. If you don't get her through her email or through her Facebook, you can get her on the phone lines. You, once you get me, you got her. So that's how we do it around here with the
That's how we do
it. The Vienna Show. That's how we do it 24 hours a day, guys. Hey, man, it's running down now. We're about to have like 1 minute left. So I'm going to let Vienna end the show whatever way she wants to end it. So, Vienna, it's all yours.
It's all mine. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening in. Lala was absolutely amazing. I applaud you as a Latina woman. You are the bomb, baby girl. So now, until next time, I want to thank you, all the listeners, you know, just for giving us that support. This is the South and the East Coast. We're bringing it to a new height, and that's how we do, the DJ Black Season and the Vienna Show.
Right. And you don't like that, then you don't like this. Check it out, guys. God bless you all. Have a great night. Have a great evening. We'll see you at the same bet channel, same bet time next week on Wednesday, whatever Wednesday is that day. I don't know who we got to interview. I don't have time to tell you guys. So just tune in or check it out online. We'll have it online. Paste it up right now. I think it's already pasted up. Check it out and see what we got next week, guys. Right here on the Blog Talk Nation billing. That's the network. So stay with us and keep it moving, man. We're going to keep it moving. Hey, Vienna, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you later on. I got to call Top Cat now because he called me while I was on the phone lines. So I need to call him back. You talked to him already?
I spoke to him already. No, actually, no. I text him. I think.
Okay. I'll call you. You want me to call you and we can call him together?
Yeah, no, you know what? Just call him up.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, you got it. Everyone, good night.
Good night. Peace, love, and chicken bones.